Creed Francis and Ryan Litvin. We really look forward to meeting you soon.
This is AM 1280, The Patriot. WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney says states ought to be able to outlaw same-sex marriages.
It's best decided by the people rather than by the courts. I think when the courts step in and make a decision of this nature, they're removing from the people something which they have the right to decide themselves.
Even though Massachusetts was among the first states to legalize the unions, Romney tells NBC's Meet the Press he doesn't support them. Storm warnings have been dropped for almost all of New England, except for parts of Maine where the snow is still coming down.
Really, the hardest hit areas are going to be down east Maine, where we're looking between 15 and 20 inches. Along with that, some high, very, very high winds. With that said, some blizzard warnings are actually in effect.
Brian Hurley at the National Weather Service. Up to a dozen people killed by the second heavy snowfall in a week to hit Japan. Yamanashi in central Japan got a record 45 inches. This is SRN News.
At AM 1280 The Patriot, we listen to you. Hi, this is Lee Michaels, Operations Manager here at The Patriot, and you've been asking us to move The Mark Levin Show to an earlier time. So, we did. You can now listen to The Great One every weeknight at his new time, beginning at 8, right after The Hugh Hewitt Show. We're also excited to announce the debut of The Steve Dace Show, weeknights at 11, right after Mark Levin. Steve Dace is a rising star in conservative talk radio. Check out our new lineup every weeknight, Mark Levin at 8, Steve Dace at 11, on AM 1280 The Patriot, and online at am1280thepatriot.com.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Thicke, and if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account. Even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. It's all true. But it's also true that they're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. If you qualify, the experts at Optima Tax Relief, their team of attorneys and enrolled agents, will get you the best deal possible. Optima has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. That's 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit Optima Tax Relief.
Know what I love about new Windows for America? Everything! So if you're still thinking about replacing those old drafty windows, now's the time to call the exterior experts at New Windows for America. It'll be the best home improvement decision you'll ever make. Right now, get 50% off installation when you install four or more windows, plus get a free five-point attic inspection. New Windows for America, the only place to get the Minnesota window that's designed specifically for Minnesota weather. For more information on windows and other products, it's newwindowsforamericamn.com.
Attention anyone with diabetes or pre-diabetes. A special website has been created just for you. At the free website, 55reverse.com, we reveal the one weird spice that's probably in your kitchen right now and how it normalizes blood sugar levels. People who have followed this plan exactly as found at 55reverse.com have not only normalized their blood sugar but stopped taking their diabetes medications with their doctor's astounded approval. Now you can take this natural, safe, and drug-free approach to reversing diabetes. You won't find this advice anywhere else. At 55reverse.com, we reveal three common doctor recommendations about diabetes and why they are horribly wrong. Plus, you get three specific actions to take right now today that get your blood sugar under control in 4 weeks or less. Go right now to 55reverse.com. Is it possible to reverse diabetes? Visit 55reverse.com and find out now, while this revolutionary video is still available for free. That's 55reverse.com. 55reverse.com.
You're planning where to go for your next family getaway. The mountains? You've seen it. Northern Minnesota? You can get there on any long weekend. The beaches? Yeah, they're all nice, but beaches are a dime a dozen. What if you could go somewhere meaningful, somewhere with history dating all the way back to the very beginning? Someplace that could change your life forever. Hi, this is Nick Anderson, General Manager of AM 1280 The Patriot, and I'd like to personally invite you to join me and my family on a once-in-a-lifetime trip this October as we experience Israel together. We'll join others from around the Salem Communications family nationwide on a 9-day breathtaking trip. We'll see Galilee, Jerusalem, Mount Carmel. We'll see the Dead Sea Scrolls close up and personal. We'll have guided tours of all these historical places and a whole lot more. We're going to walk where Jesus walked. Experience Israel this October, where the Bible comes to life. For more information and a full itinerary, please visit am1280thepatriot.com.
Welcome to Telecom Soup. Over the next hour, Charlie Burrell and his team will explain to you all of the ins and outs of how to effectively utilize all of the technology on the market to help you grow your small business. Now, here's your host of Telecom Soup, Charlie Burrell.
Happy Sunday afternoon to all you Patriot listeners out there, and welcome to another episode of Telecom Soup. We are broadcasting live here today at the BlueNet Studios on AM 1280 The Patriot. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, and my firm is Telecom Warehouse. For those of that you haven't listened to the show before, this is a technology show, and what we do is we focus on network connectivity, internet connections, bandwidth, as well as IT infrastructure, all helping for our listeners, the small to medium-sized business, to make them more profitable and more efficient. Telecom Warehouse is an independent consulting firm that focuses on clients' needs, goals, and objectives. And what we do is we partner with over 100 of the industry's top-level carriers to help our businesses make educated decisions regarding their network connectivity. So if you guys are looking to save some money on your phone, internet, and wireless services, please give us a call at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. You can email me, Charlie, at telco, T-E-L-C-O, warehouse.com. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. Right now, with us today, we have our co-host, the guys from BlueNet. We have Adam and Paul. Guys, how's it going?
Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Paul, you too?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
Guys, I want to thank you for stepping up last week and doing a fantastic show in my absence. So once again, thank you. I listened from the hospital bed with my wife and baby son. So thank you very much.
And congratulations.
Yes.
So, guys, each week we talk about different types of technologies, and we focused a lot on bandwidth. We focused a lot on cloud services. So I thought it'd be very, very fitting to discuss emerging trends in the telecommunications industry and things that we're seeing on a day-to-day basis and what customers can expect in their world as we move forward here in 2014, 2015, and 2016. We've talked about bandwidth. We've talked about the cloud. I think today's topic is really, why don't you, consumers, how about the topic should be get your head into the cloud? Does that sound good?
There you go.
So let's start off with kind of case in point number one. And these are going to be emerging trends in how they portray to the small to medium size or even enterprise level business. Is the first trend that we're seeing, and we're seeing this again day to day, is carriers focusing on cloud services, carriers migrating into cloud in the IT infrastructure. Guys, why do you think that is the case? Why do you think carriers are now merging and taking their voice and their data services, their fiber products, their connectivity, their MPLS, and now they've got this core piece in the cloud? Why do you think that they're doing that?
We've actually been hearing this for quite some time, and truth be told, the carrier continues to push closer and closer to the desktop or applications.
Business services.
They want the managed services.
So right? If you look at the history of the carriers, you started off where they'd provide a T1, internet connectivity, and it would literally stop at the jack. They provided a jack on the wall. Then all of a sudden, became a managed router. And then it was now handed off onto Ethernet. And then some of the carriers are now providing firewall and security services. And they kept on getting deeper and deeper and deeper. Now, like you said, Charlie, the trend is that carriers are getting into the cloud services position. And, you know, there's been two schools of thoughts with carriers getting into the cloud services. Number one, they're either acquiring a cloud provider. So an example
mergers
would be,
and acquisitions,
yep,
right?
Mergers and acquisitions. An example would be Verizon. They own Terramark. You know, CenturyLink owns
Savvis. Yep.
And so on. And the other strategy is you build it out. They're building out their own cloud infrastructure. AT&T, for an example, is known that in the past they've had their own cloud infrastructure and data centers, and they've had them for a long time. And that's a homegrown product. They didn't acquire it.
Sure.
So there's two school of thoughts there. But it's definitely been a trend, and it's continuing to be a trend that you'll continue to see carriers continue to push closer and closer.
Well, and of course, it's a business reality as well as the really the providing bandwidth and connectivity is more of a commodity. There's a smaller piece of profit available, you know, in just providing that piece of the service. So of course, the business reality is start providing more of those business services, you know, from a availability to make money off of providing those kinds of services.
They obviously, the carriers want the revenue and they want the connectivity to the cloud, and they want to control that customer from every single endpoint.
Well, and let's look at what the cloud does. It drives bandwidth, which is what the carriers are good at doing. So
that's one of the emerging trends that we get further, we're going to be talking about bandwidth. But
yeah.
Great point.
So they're looking to drive bandwidth. Costs are in bandwidth have gone down. They need to supply more of it to keep their profit margins up. Why not go to the cloud? And I remember hearing this. Paul and I actually were sitting in a Gartner summit a couple years ago, and their VP, Tiffany Bova, she came in, and one of the trends she said that was going to happen was the idea that you might even see carriers provide, you know, extremely low-cost or no-cost devices, whether it be tablets, phones,
they
computers.
Want the cloud services.
Exactly.
Well, let me give you a real live example. We have a carrier that we help broker for that we've had on the show before, CBON Communications. And CBON has a bundle where they will literally give you the bandwidth for free, whether it be bonded T1s or Ethernet or even their fiber connectivity, based on the size of cloud server that you buy, because that's their revenue. Their revenue is not the bandwidth. It's the cloud server. So hence, the value proposition is their sales agents are going out and trying to push that type of connectivity, where the last one that I had quoted was a company over in, it was in Oakdale, and the customer was going to get about a 10-meg connection almost for free and for the cloud services. So my question that we have is to the audience, has anyone experienced a sales rep trying to bring this connectivity to you? We'd love to hear your interaction with that customer. Give us a call today. We're live. 651-289-4488. That's the live studio call-in number, 651-289-4488. The text is 651-243-0390, 651-243-0390. We'd love to hear your experience in that interaction between your telco. For anybody in the audience that has experienced this, has thought about the cloud, or has maybe looked at possibly moving towards that. So, guys, I have a question about this telco, and I wanted to kind of talk to you about this. When I go out and consult customers on their voice and data services, I think I'm a pretty well-rounded person as far as the telecommunications aspect, right? That's kind of what we focus on.
Absolutely.
You guys are very well-versed in the IT infrastructure, the managed services, and the cloud services. I'm going to put my Debbie Downer hat on here. How are these telcos going to take your traditional sales guy who knows phone lines and internet service to talk about complex cloud services and actually make it effective? They didn't graduate from MIT. They didn't graduate from, you know, the engineering schools. How are they going to be able to do this? For me, I'd rather focus on what we're good at and refer the cloud services to people like BlueNet who know what they're actually talking about and work as a partnership versus how are these telcos going to do that?
Charlie, that's the $64,000 question, because all of the telcos are trying to figure out how to answer that question, because you know, they're trying to leverage how do we offer these services, how do we discover the opportunities and the business needs of these clients, and that's a challenging thing for someone who's really been focused in a fairly narrow service offering in the past.
And back to those two schools of thought, you look at the ones that have acquired. So take, for an example, CenturyLink and their Savvis acquisition a couple of years ago.
Yep.
You know, right now, the CenturyLink guy goes out. He might not even be talking cloud, or if he is, he's going to refer you to an internal guy at that particular division.
The expert that's doing that.
Exactly. If you look at the CBeyond model that happened, they tried to get their sales reps to sell it. All they said was cloud in their sales pitch, and it didn't go very far. So,
good point. Hold that thought, guys. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
What business doesn't want to save money on their phone, internet, and cellular service? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's trusted telecommunication advisors. We are so confident in our product and service portfolio that we are launching a new 15 for 50 program. Give our consultants 15 minutes, and if we can't save your company money, we'll give you $50 for your time. That's right, 15 minutes for $50. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call us at 952-513-2149. Our consultants will come out to your business location and evaluate your landline or wireless services. And if we can't save you money on an apples-to-apples comparison, we will give you $50 for your time. There is nothing to lose and everything to gain. So give us a call at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and ask about the 15 for 50 program.
Financial independence, wealth empowerment. Millions dream of it, few achieve it. Why? They follow the crowd. You'll only be wealthy once you know what the wealthy know. When you're tired of watching your retirement accounts waste away, once you're ready for strong returns while preserving your principal, you're ready for Heroes Talk Radio. Give them a call at 866-544-7755. That's 866-544-7755. Learn the secrets to planning a tax-free retirement income every Sunday at 4 p.m. here on AM 1280 The Patriot.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
On DVD and Blu-ray, Grace Unplugged. Movie Guide raves, tremendous, one of the best Christian movies ever made.
I know I have what it takes.
This is not about the music, it's about everything else that goes with it.
Fantastic, says BeliefNet. Remarkable and inspiring, raves the Dove Foundation. Grace Unplugged. Starring A.J. Mashaka and James Denton, with special appearances by Jamie Grace and Chris Tomlin. On DVD, Blu-ray, and digital HD today. Rated PG.
Business owners, are you looking to upgrade to the newest mobile phones on the market? I know I was, and that's why I called Mobile Link Wireless. Their trained consultants helped develop and implement the proper wireless plan for my business. More importantly, covered all the fees associated with making the change. Call them for your free consultation at 952-314-1313. That's 952-314-1313. Or visit them on the web at mobile-linkwireless.com. Welcome back to Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, and my firm is Telecom Warehouse. We broadcast the show here every Sunday from 12 to 1, so please tune in as we talk about different types of technologies and how they relate to your business. With me today, we have Adam and Paul from BlueNet, and the topic of conversation is we're talking about different types of emerging trends in the telecommunications and IT infrastructure. And just before the break, we had talked about the infrastructure change and the emergence of the cloud. And guys, we were talking about the need for this and the need for bandwidth. And if anybody has any questions about cloud services, please give us the call at the station. It's 651-289-4488. Or the studio text number is 651-243-0390. We'd love to hear from you. The phone lines are open here. We're broadcasting live. So please give us a call. So guys, the cloud emergence is obviously a big part of your business. what types of things are you seeing that people or businesses are putting into the cloud? What types of services?
Right now,
and why?
I think that one of the biggest services we've seen happen in the last probably 6 to 9 months at BlueNet has been the on-premise email system going to the cloud. Email's been a cloud application that's been around forever. And what's happened was a lot of small businesses, because of some of the limitations with early cloud email, I'll say, like the Yahoos, the Gmails, the MSNs, whatever, you couldn't brand with your number domain name. There were some limitations with groupware functionality and so on. With the emergence of some of the products like Office 365 and Hosted Exchange, and then providers like BlueNet doing hosted email, those limitations have quickly evaporated over the past several years. What's happened is we've seen a lot more of your small, under 100 user, 150 user companies that used to have an on-premise Exchange server essentially get rid of it during their upgrade and move that email to the cloud. So it's a good example of some of the changing trends from moving that on-premise, what used to be that on-premise system, now to the cloud.
One of the big challenges is that on-premise system, even for a small environment, has a certain number of or certain amount of minimum pieces and moving parts just to keep the thing running. So there's a fair amount of cost and also obviously reliability of the on-premise hardware. So if you kind of let that slide, maybe you haven't been keeping up on life cycling that hardware. Now you're putting your email at risk, which obviously
That's now a key line of communication to business. Sometimes it even trumps the telephone lines. In a sense, they're doing more business over email, and it's happening faster.
Sure.
And when an email system goes down, it's almost to the point where you get a lot of people that are mad, and actually they prefer the phone system to be down almost in some businesses than the email, just because of the way they use that as a business tool.
Well, and it's interesting, too. A lot of times you'll hear the news report, right? Anytime a major cloud provider has an outage, of course, it makes all the news reports. You'll hear, oh, Google had this or Microsoft had that. But the reality truly is that those cloud providers have a much higher statistical uptime than your small business on-premise. Of course, those don't make the news reports.
We know, again, with these trends, we know that obviously carriers – so trend number one, guys, to kind of summarize, was carriers trying to sell cloud services. One question I have that for BlueNet is, do you guys see – companies that have a variation between a premise server versus a cloud server, and do you guys advise customers on that?
I think the biggest growth in cloud is going to be hybrid cloud, which basically means that you're going to leave some of your systems on your premise and put some of them in the cloud. A good example of this would be with the emergence of more and more customer-facing electronic commerce happening on the web. You might take those systems, maybe for an example, you're a small manufacturing firm, you take orders via the web, you're going to put that system in the cloud. So we have a customer that makes wood flooring products. That system that they built is in the cloud. They've put that in the cloud. It's their order system. It's actually where they get all their pricing and everything. That's all in the cloud. However, their manufacturing system, their ERP per se, that runs their business still sits on site. So that's a good example of a hybrid scenario. And there's communication between the two. I mean, orders have to come in. They have to go into their ERP system. And of course, then they basically queue up and go out for manufacture. And the whole reason that they're putting that in the cloud is even if that communication were to break between that cloud system and their ERP system, orders still can queue up. They can still go get pricing. They can still execute on taking business. So,
if somebody's interested in looking at these types of services, how would they get a hold of you guys?
Best way to get a hold of us is calling us at our main number at 952-925-2583. Again, that's 952-925-2583. Or you can email me at adam@bluenetinc.com.
Let's go down and talk about trend number two, and something that we're consulting customers and clients on daily is the need for bandwidth, for inexpensive, different optional routes for connectivity, and the need for increased internet connectivity. We've talked about this over the last several weeks. We've talked about the Ethernet connections, the fiber connections. These are some things that are very, very important the days of the slow DSL and the single T1 connectivity, it's just – it's sort of a thing in the past. Wouldn't you guys agree with me on that?
Well not only is the speed a critical piece, but I think one of the other pieces that – when we've touched on this a lot is having a different quality requirement for that connection. It's not just about getting the lowest price per megabit in bandwidth, because as we segueing into the cloud conversation, if you're going to have your critical business systems running out in a cloud environment, you need to have a reliable way to go connect to it efficiently and quickly. And so a lot of that comes down to getting good quality high-speed internet.
Yeah, and Paul brings up a good point. In the past, it was, we've already done the two connection thing. Bandwidth has dropped in price, and the equipment to provide two independent carrier connections, that's happened. Now what's happening is that those two independent connections were inexpensive, like a DSL and a broadband.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to pair maybe an inexpensive connection with something with an SLA, and we're talking something high speed. I mean, fiber's the big trend in 2014.
Yes.
Because more and more fiber, and the key thing is that has an SLA or an SLA type service, is now making its way to your business.
Fiber, and of course there's the Ethernet over copper, and some of your other metro Ethernet products.
Companies exactly. are spending millions of dollars on the infrastructure and building out their fiber network to bring it to your business doorstep at a very, very reasonable cost standpoint. And what we've been consulting customers is we're replacing their copper services with fiber services, in most cases less money. I mean, the reality is a 10 meg connection or a 20 meg connection with that SLA
mm-hmm.
might be less money than a 3 meg bonded T1 connection. It's just that's where the trend in the industry is going, because the demand of running applications over that is so critical.
Yeah, it's not optional for that to go down or for your bandwidth to drop out. It's too impactful.
And as Paul pointed out earlier, as you push more and more of these systems to the cloud, whether it's either in a hybrid scenario or customer facing, or push it all to the cloud, you need that connectivity and to rely on it. So you need something with an SLA.
What we're doing right now is we have a free market analysis on our website. So if you want to click on our website at www.telco.com, you can actually click on that, and we'll give you a free bandwidth report of what's available in your area. We'll give you DSL options. We'll give you coax options. We'll give you fiber options. We can get fiber everywhere. It's just a matter of what's the level of cost. So if anybody in the audience wants to go to my website, www.telcowarehouse.com, click on the free analysis. We'll give you a report. We can either call you or email it to you. We'll give you that information of what's available, and that would be just, again, for a what's available for connectivity for your business. But we'd love to talk to you. We'd love to hear what's available. We're live here in studio today. Give us a call at 651-289-4488. That's the studio call-in number, 651-289-4488. Or the text number is 651-243-0390. Again, love to talk to anybody in the audience who's experienced any issues with bandwidth, thought about going to the cloud, or have thought about these things that we're talking about today, which is the emerging trends in telecommunications. So, guys, we know the carriers are trying to sell cloud. They're competing with IT companies. They're trying to bring that together. We know that the carriers are spending lots of money on bringing infrastructure as far as their telco, or the bandwidth, as it relates to higher connectivity.
Right.
What about this one? What about businesses migrating towards voice over IP? We'll call this number three.
Yeah, so that's another very good point, Charlie, is that, again, same thing like we just hit on with email. Businesses, even small businesses, mid-sized businesses, they used to have the on-premise PBX. And now those trends of when they go to upgrade, when that comes to the point of needing to, get forklifted out because the technology's changed, people are looking more and more and putting their voice in the cloud. It's now just a handset on the desk. Very limited in the way of equipment in the closet, some PoE switch.
Maybe a switch or two.
Yep. And a lot of times you're now using your network infrastructure to, leveraging that infrastructure to essentially put your voice on nowadays. So that's definitely another trend that's going to continue to build. Where you do continue to see people push that voice to the cloud, absolutely.
And that voice over IP, if you're not running a system like that today, chances are very good. Your next system will be a voice over IP system. So, yeah.
And there's a lot of, when we think voice over IP, we can think of either hosted voice or maybe just traditional voice. But the hosted piece is really you're pushing that central intelligence or that central brain, so to speak, into somewhere else? You know, is it the carrier data center? Is it hosted in the cloud? Obviously, the cloud, Adam, as we talked about, has multiple meetings. But you're really taking the central intelligence, you're pushing it off so it becomes maintenance-free.
It's really, creating less responsibility for that business owner to maintain and manage that equipment themselves. It's taking
their
IT
person
off the plate.
We'll hold that thought, guys. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to dive into this emerging market. Thank you very much. You're listening to Telecom Soup.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Are you a business trying to save money by changing your phone, internet, or wireless service, but can't because you're locked into a long-term painful contract? Seems hopeless, right? Wrong. It's time you pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder. Many of our clients were in a very similar situation. They wanted to save money with a new plan, but didn't want to pay all those crazy termination fees associated with changing phone companies. That's why I created the Contract Assistance Peace of Mind Plan. Our trusted consultants can show you not only how to save up to 30% on your services, but also pay those painful fees associated with making a change to a new provider. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trusted advisors will meet with your business and show you how to save money today. Call us at 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. That's 952-513-2149 or telcowarehouse.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. We had been running up balances for quite some time, and it became a crisis. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
We called them. They contacted